Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. What's not to like? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the fantastic actor Belinda Stuart Wilson, who you'll know from the hit TV show The Inbetweeners. We had a lovely time. We spent a lot of it talking about how brilliant Morgana Robinson is, and we painted some letters. If you want to see our artworks from the episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media, at Secret Art Pod. Enjoy the episode, and see you on the other side.
Go!
And we are live.
We're on.
Hello, Belinda.
Hello, Annie.
So nice to see you.
So nice to meet you. And I've heard a lot about you through our mutual friend, Morgana Robinson.
Amazing woman.
Who is not of this realm, as I just said.
Not and, of this realm. Friend of the podcast.
Is too good for this planet, frankly.
She's great.
She's the best.
An electric presence.
I'm very lucky to have her in my life.
How did you two meet?
I don't know what I'd do without her. We met at the Rose Pub.
Did you
that
really?
That I literally just walked past. Yes.
Wow.
About 12 or 13 years ago.
Amazing.
With Matt Berry.
Yes.
And for me, I can only speak for myself. Of course, it was love at first sight. I just completely fell in love with her. And it's taken some time, but I think she's beginning to feel the same.
I think, yeah, based on what she's told me about you, I think she does feel the same.
Where we are there for each other, I think it's one of the best girl friendships I've ever had. I'm very lucky.
Oh, that's so lovely.
She's amazing.
But enough about her. Bitch.
Let's bring it back to me.
I've got an introduction I'm going to read to you. You said you've never had an intro.
No, I've never been introed.
Your first intro.
Yes.
Okay, the pressure's on. Belinda Stuart Wilson is a brilliant actor, best known for her role as Polly McKenzie in the hit TV show The Inbetweeners. Belinda has appeared in several other TV shows such as Toast of Tinseltown, The IT Crowd, Miranda, The Morgana Show, Jekyll, Casualty, Stay Close, and lots more. I'm delighted to have her on the podcast. Hello, Belinda.
Hello, I feel so special. Thank you.
Oh, good. Was that all right?
Literally
as a first
brought a tear to my eye. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Oh, good.
It's made me a bit shaky.
How many coffees have you had today?
Two, but they were very strong.
Yeah, I can tell. So I don't really know anything about your sort of artistic background.
Well,
do you have one?
I do, actually, funnily enough. I mean, I'm not a great artist or anything, but I do love painting. I love colour. I love paint. And I used to have a little studio.
Did you?
That I rented.
Amazing.
And it was tiny in Primrose Hill. I had it for about 3 years because it had always been a dream of mine to have a little sort of painting studio.
Aww.
And so one side was for writing and one side was for painting. And
I
when I say
that.
One side, it was the size of a sort of shoebox. But I ended up really just painting, and I sort of got really into sign painting.
Ooh.
And I used acrylics for that. But so, and I got a commission. I even got a commission.
That's amazing.
To
You're
paint.
A proper artist.
Well, no, I'm not. But I really enjoy sort of noodling about. And I did an art A level.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I got.
Doesn't matter. It's subjective.
Exactly. and I painted a sign for someone. Someone had a sort of private little pub on their land, which they sort of made from a barn conversion, I think. So, and they wanted a sign for it that swung outside.
Yeah.
So I built it. I literally built it, built the frame and everything, painted
wow.
it. Had to use several layers of SPF varnish so it didn't sort of fade in the sun and everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's still going.
Amazing. That's much more than just a sort of painting commission. That's a proper like...
Well, it was. And I yeah.
Woodwork
They
and
actually
carving.
Even paid me. I mean, when I... It wasn't that much woodwork. I mean, I think I got someone in a DIY shop to cut the wood for me, but it was all... I had to just make sure it all stayed together.
You've got a team.
got a team. And it was the varnishing that took me by surprise because it took about 4 weeks for it to dry properly and to be solid and, you know,
is it
safe.
Like a shiny varnish?
Yes.
Nice.
But, yeah. But I was quite pleased with it.
So where can we see it? What's
the
pub?
It's on their land and it's near their house and it's not a real pub, I don't think. It's sort of their pretend pub.
So we can't give out their address.
No, but I think I've got a photograph of it hanging. Someone sent me a photograph of it hanging outside, so I've got that
amazing.
Somewhere. Yes.
And so what have you chosen for us to
paste? Well, this is the thing. Now you're going to, I'm sure you can edit all this sort of waffle out, but I was thinking about the Dogma rules. You know, the Dogma film sort of out, you know, studio family. And they have a set of rules, which is you only use what you find at the location. That's one of their rules, amongst many others. But I thought maybe I'd just see what was in here and
then
we could... And you know,
sustainable muse.
Well, you know, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And looking at your lovely palette that you've just done, it made me think actually, and it sort of brought back my sign painting days. It made me want to paint. Funnily enough, it just made me want to paint a letter.
Great. Yeah, let's do that.
So we could just choose a letter. We could do A and B.
We could do A and B.
You know,
they're classics.
One follows another. Meant to be.
That's perfect. And I do apologise for the palette is fairly on the sort of neon side.
I love a bit of neon. I'm fully on board with
Okay,
neon.
Great.
Yes.
I just have to admit, I tried to get the green paint out of the tube and it had solidified since the last time I used it. So
was that
there's
neon
no green.
As well, was it?
No,
or
that was a sort of dark.
Fine, we can live without
emerald,
that.
Whatever.
But I'm sort of inspired by those colours and that's, I didn't think that that would come out.
I love the idea. We've never done that before.
Okay, great.
So that's great. Are you going to do B and I'm doing A, or do we do each other's?
We could do each other's.
Should
that's
each
so
other's?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's cute.
B. I think I'm going to go capital B.
Yes, and I am going to go capital A.
Big A.
Yeah, big A.
When you did sign painting, did you always go freehand or did you use rulers?
Well, in the planning stage, it's very important to get the spacing right so that it's easy on the eye. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, you look at it and immediately you don't feel very comfortable. So that was probably the maths involved with that was a sort of tricky, was tricky for me, let's just say that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of measuring and remeasuring and rubbing out and doing it again. So I would sort of do... outlines.
So on this, how much, what's the ratio of letter to blank space? Is it going to be mainly...
God. When you say things like ratio, I then sort of panic because it's...
Well, I got my maths GCSE.
Too mathematical. I mean, I didn't. So I do everything by sight, really.
Yeah.
If I'm honest. So if it looks...
I mean, I talked a big ratio game, but I've just done a huge B that takes up most of the square.
I'm sure that's... lovely. I'm now having a panic attack, so I'm trying to speak and do maths.
It's a very calm panic attack.
I'm all over the place in my head.
And did you ever do signage straight onto like a wall?
No,
anything?
But you know what? I would love to try and do that. Or onto, I think I offered to paint a restaurant sign.
They said no.
Very cleverly, he turned me down because I'm not a professional. But he was sort of taken by what I showed him. But
which
I do think
you should just go in the dead of night and
just
paint on top of
it. I went past it the other day. I think it's closed, but it's a little Greek restaurant.
But serves him right. Would have stayed open if it had your
my electrifying sign painting work.
Oh, having a studio in Primrose Hill, that's sort of the height of living the dream, I think.
Well, it was a bit of a dream and I was feeling a bit flush at the time for reasons I can't really remember. But it's fair to say those days have passed. But it was tiny, but it was there was something sort of very romantic about it. And up some rickety old fire escape steps in a lovely old dairy. With it was really rickety and gorgeous.
And did you have a window?
I had one window that looked out over the railway tracks and I could see the roundhouse.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was all a bit special. I loved it. And I would go there. I would just go there. You know, as an actor, you get some free time on your hands. And I think one of the bonuses is that you can sort of learn something new in your time off. Treat it as an opportunity, really, being out of work.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
It's
you
good
can,
to have somewhere to go as well, especially as an actor when you're sort of, there's a lot of waiting. And well, in my case,
there was no, and absolutely mine. And in some cases, it can be years at a time, you know, or 2 years or whatever. And but actually, now my sort of art budget has been taken up by writing. So I now write, and I do that in my spare room at home.
So what are you writing? Are you allowed to tell us?
I'm writing for the theatre at the moment.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
a play.
I'm doing a play.
That's very exciting.
Which is challenging, let's say.
Have you been commissioned to write it, or is this an idea that you've
in my
had?
Head I've been commissioned to write it? No, it's an idea that I've had for a while, and I've written sort of a few versions of it, but this is kind of hopefully going to be the one that gets put on. And
that's very cool.
I do have someone who runs a theatre who has been very supportive in because it's in his remit to help new writers, so
brilliant.
I won't say any more than that, but it is my intention to get it on, as it were.
And is the idea that you would be in it?
Not necessarily, no. Not necessarily. At the moment, as I write it, I'm writing it as a writer, not as an act, you know.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easier to write
more
it
objective,
with, yeah, not necessarily with yourself in mind. Mm. Do you have a sort of structure to the day?
I do. I find that first thing in the morning and last thing at night are pretty good for writing, actually. And
yeah.
Or just after 5 o'clock or something like that, when you feel like the day has run away anyway.
Yeah, that sort of panic. I need to get something done.
You think, just see what happens. And then sometimes I sit there and suddenly it's dark and it's bedtime. I think you're less, you monitor yourself less. You know, you shut up your internal editor that tries to shut you down all the time, which is one of the difficulties that you face with writing, is your, you know, resistance to it. And it's about finding ways to trick that, to sort of fool the gatekeepers of your unconscious, if you know what I mean.
Lovely phrase.
Thanks, you can have it.
Thank you. And how do you find...
Do you have an eraser?
No, do you know what? I don't.
Shit bags.
I mean, I said to you, I'll bring the materials, don't worry.
I know,
about
I was
that.
Like, fine.
You're like,
she's
pencil?
Got this.
Sorry. Actually, do you know what? Look at the end
of
the
pencil.
Oh, my
God, it's right there. It's the dogma rule.
Sometimes it's hardest to see the eraser
that's right in front of you. It's been there all along.
You were branded as TV's fittest mum.
Yes, get in.
For your role in The Inbetweeners. Is
yes.
that a nice feeling?
Of course.
And I wonder how you deal with people sort of sliding into your DMs.
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually, Annie, because not long ago I had an absolutely horrifying...
Oh, no.
One. And I'd never had anything like that before. And I was, it took me aback, let's say that. And it wasn't that pleasant, I've got to say. But so whoever you are out there, you know who you are. Slap on the wrist. Don't do that again. It's very rude.
And do you reply or do you just...
No! Didn't reply to that, no. But I get lots of lovely ones, you know, saying... Really nice things, actually. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's because it's a bit all very charming. And usually people are so nice because they love that character.
Mm.
So, you know, get it where you can, I say.
Okay. That's not an invitation for people to send
unsolicited
pics.
It's the pics that, yeah, it was the pic that took me aback.
Oh, was it a pic?
Oh, my God. It was graphic. And exactly what they wanted to do.
No, I'm sorry.
So we'll leave that there.
Should have painted it.
Bloody hell. You wouldn't be able to put that on your website.
You were young to be cast in the role of mum.
So here's the thing. When it was the first audition I had after giving birth to my little boy, who's now about to be 17.
Wow.
And I went up for it. They were doing the pilot, casting the pilot, and I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the part. And they called me back, and I thought, oh my God, is it going to go my way? It's one of those, you know.
Mm.
And I didn't get it. I was gutted because I just thought the scripts were dynamite. So they made the pilot. I don't know if this is boring.
No, not at all.
Boring story.
I'm just listening.
They cast the pilot. They made it. They watched it. They went, we need to jiggle some of the things around. I think they changed the boys around,
right?
Recast a boy or two, but so ended up with the lineup that is now very well known. And then they wanted to recast the mum because it wasn't quite right. And they called people back. They saw new people. They called me back. I did another whole audition sort of circuit.
It's quite an agonizing process.
Yeah, and
isn't
I was
it?
Like, because one of the reasons I didn't get it for the pilot was that I looked too young, because I was too young. Anyway, so they saw me again.
So just try and age loads in that.
Yes,
those
I
few
just
months.
Dragged myself into a small hole, smoked a lot of cigarettes.
And I auditioned for it again, and they said, look, you still look too young, but you are just the right person for the job.
Oh, wow.
So I got the gig, but not without a lot of blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah, they made you work for it.
They did. But you know, looking back, you never know at the time what these things are going to be. I mean, I just knew it was going to be brilliant because of the writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking back, joining the dots now, it was my break.
Yeah.
You know? And... wow, what a lucky me, and what fun. Love it. It's
And how do you think TV casting is changing for women, or do you think?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I like to think so. I think it's slow. It is changing, but it's slow.
Mm.
Which is why it's nice to write, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
To
it gives
write
you some
what
agency,
you what you'd
it?
Like to see. You have a bit more control. Mm-hmm. Well, you have control. As an actor, you have none.
Yeah.
As we know. And it gets to a certain point and you think, do you know what? I'm not sure I can take much more of this.
Yeah.
Feeling powerless, and you know, I've been an actor for 30 years. I worked out the other day. I left drama school 30 years ago, which makes me sound about 900.
Which drama school did you go
to? I went to a place called Webber Douglas, which was kind of one of the big five in those days. It was RADA, Lambda, Webber Douglas,
nice.
And Guildhall and stuff. And it was, the trainings were all very similar, but it's now merged with Central.
Oh, yes.
And
opposite the Hampstead Theatre.
Correct. And I think there's Webber Douglas studio or something there. But... God, I loved it. I had such a ball at drama school. Best years of my life.
Oh, and then did you get an agent straight after graduating?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of interest from agents from my audition. You know, you have a finals audition thing. I mean, a finals show thing that you put. You do a couple of speech monologues, and I got a lot of interest. But then I sort of struggled a bit to work after that. I did get an agent, and then I struggled to work for a couple of years. I don't think I worked for 2 years or something.
Oh, really?
Insane.
What did you do to sort of make money? Did you have
other
jobs?
I worked in an office. I worked in an office for 15 years to supplement my acting career.
Nice.
Through drama school. And also, I think my dad said, when I said I want to be an actor, he went, well, you're bloody well going to learn how to be a secretary. You can learn how to type. He was right. However, so I've always been able to earn money. However, I do think, as David Mamet says, if you have something to fall back on, you'll fall back on it. And so maybe if you don't, you'll be more likely to, you know, just really commit to the whole thing. I don't know.
And how do you balance parenthood with being
an
actor?
Well, that's another whole different thing. And, you know, it involves sacrifice. But that is parenting, regardless of what you do. And I've missed opportunities or passed up opportunities in America and stuff like that. And when the in-betweeners kicked off, I did get lots of lovely things that I went up for that I just couldn't. It wasn't practical.
Yeah.
And actually, the weird thing is that it was a sort of, there was a sweet pleasure to that, because you're like, actually, you know what? That's what I'm here for now. I'm a
yeah.
mum.
Have you got two kids? Or
I've got one. But, you know, now he's got more independent, smashing chap he is too. I feel that maybe, you know, it's time for a renaissance.
Yeah.
and I've got the writing thing going on as well, so
great.
I don't know, let's see what happens. But you know, it's hard to stay on the bike sometimes, isn't it? As you know,
definitely.
It can be a brutal profession.
And did you sort of hide the fact you were pregnant because of the acting world?
It's funny, because I always said, no, I won't get pregnant because I want to be an actor, and I'm going to put off having kids because I want to be an actor.
Yeah.
And the minute I had my child, it was like a lucky charm, and I got the in-betweeners. My first audition having had a child. But no, I didn't really hide it. I wasn't that busy before.
Mm.
You know, I did a show, and I took a show to Edinburgh with a friend of mine, Sarah Coombs, and we did a sketch show because we were trying to get work.
Cool.
Yeah. And... and that sort of kicked everything off. And then I got pregnant after that, and then came out to find there was a bit of work knocking around.
Great.
So I was very lucky.
And how was doing a sketch show?
I loved it. I love sketch. So fun. I absolutely love it. It's
where
my
were you performing?
Thing. We performed at the Underbelly in a cave that was basically, lovely. I think, where they used to keep the bodies in the plague, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very, very damp, and like with sort of flies in there. It was like, it was a cave. It was like Wookiee Hole. It had sort of drips on the walls. And I came out of that doing that festival with a sort of eye infection, a lung infection, a chest infection, a throat infection. I was just, you know, riddled with infections. But that was probably something more to do with the fact that I was in the pub every night till 6 o'clock in the morning. less of that, but yes.
I've given my B sort of a slight, like, hexagonal shape. Weirdly.
I love that.
Did you draw to sort of relax? Like, how do you sort of unwind if you're on set? Would you ever do art or?
Do you know what? I do like drawing mandalas if I'm bored or waiting or want to relax. It's kind of therapeutic. And they always come out different. I've got a book where I stick them all in. If I'm on location or something, I'll tear up a bit of paper and then go home and stick it in the book.
Aww,
and it's just a nice little sort of album of. I don't know, it can show your state of mind in some ways as well. So when you look back, you go, and I just write down where I was and what date it was and stuff.
That's so nice.
It makes quite a fun little notebook.
Yeah.
Reference, a weird version of a diary, if you know what I mean.
I prefer that to a diary, a visual diary.
Dear diary, today.
Have you ever written a dear diary?
Yes.
Diary?
Well, I went to boarding school.
Oh.
And so I had... a sort of, you know, one page per day diary. God,
wow.
How dull. I've still,
have you
got
still
them.
Got it?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'd love to hear it.
Still got them. It was so I would write a whole page in tight, and then we had very thin lines, and I would write a whole page at the end of every day.
From what age to what age?
I had one at when I found one when I was about from when I was about 12, and my God, the dramas in it from. You know, all the people, I want to do this, I feel like this, I'm going to do that, and the stories. And it's like, Jesus, were they true? Or were we all just making shit up because we were sort of teenagers? It was really intense. And
Was it a mixed school?
Quite harrowing. No.
All gals?
No. Gals from 7 to 18.
Wow.
Basically locked up in a prison.
Where was it? Which part
there
the
was
country?
One in Somerset and one in Wiltshire. So nice. When I came out, as you can imagine, the wheels came off.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of male friends probably as a result of that, because I was starved of male company, and they kind of seem like mythic creatures to me somehow.
I have as well. I wonder if that's why.
And I do. Did you go to boarding school?
I did. I went to an all-girls school.
Did you? Where?
And it was a boarding school, but I wasn't a boarder.
Good.
I was a day girl.
Oh, good. You were one of those, were you?
Yeah.
I see.
In Oxford.
Lovely.
Yeah, very nice, actually. Have you ever sort of, told a director or a producer that you think you're perfect?
Do you know what? Years and years and years ago, I think when I left drama school, they did a Dickens thing called Martin Chuzzlewit, and it was a massive BBC series.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90 sort of 3 or 5 or something. Mm. And I really wanted to be one of the female parts. I can't remember now which one it was, but and I went and I did an audition, and it was so bad that I wrote to the casting director afterwards, and I said, I'm so sorry, I don't know what was wrong with me, I just wasn't on form, please give me another chance. It didn't work.
They saw me again.
Great. He did, actually.
That's
very
good.
Kindly he did. I can't remember the name of the casting director. He was a lovely guy.
Did you feel more pressure then?
Yes, and to be honest, it didn't work out in my favour, but a friend of mine got the part anyway, so that was all good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was the only time I had the nerve, because I don't know what it was about the part. I just felt like I could do it, but obviously I lost it.
Well, you've had other parts, haven't you?
I've had other parts, Annie. I can't grumble. But there's always, you always think I always think, God, I haven't really worked that much. But when I look at my CV, I have actually.
Back to the intro I read out, and that was a tiny version of all the things you've actually done.
It just has always felt a bit like it's been very sporadic, you know, my work life, I think. I'm panicking now about, I think I need a moment to just focus on what's going on.
I know, I've not
here.
I just wish I was better at straight lines, but I'm just not.
I won't judge you. Do you know that?
No, but you might.
No, but I'm telling you, I won't.
But you might.
No, but I won't.
Okay, thank you. I won't judge you either.
Well, I don't like to judge as a rule, as a person. It's one of my sort of, it's in my personal manifesto. I because I don't want to be judged by other people. Do you know what I mean?
And is that something you've had to sort of learn? Or is that...
No, I just think it's sort of in my bones. I just think it's not... I don't think it's very fair.
That's nice. I'm just a nice person.
I'm just an amazing person, it turns out.
Hello, it's me, Annie McGrath, from Secret Artist Podcast. Just thought I'd pop in and interrupt myself to promote my gig, Annie McGrath and Friends, which is coming up on the 31st of October, aka Halloween. Ooh. If you're not out trick-or-treating, then I would urge you to come to 21 Soho, where I will be joined by a fantastic lineup of comedians: Vittorio Angeloni, Elf Lyons, Sean McLaughlin, Dan Cook, and Bronwyn Sweeney. And it's going to be a great night of stand-up. So book tickets via 21 Soho's website and hopefully see you there. Ooh, I'm scared.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you got any favourite artists?
I've got some favourite sort of paintings and things. Mm. I was just looking at my pinnit board as before I left to come here, and one of my favourite paintings is by Gauguin, and it's called Nevermore, and it's a naked woman lying on her side with her sort of cupping her chin, but she's lying on a bed, and there are two people in the background talking, and it's called Nevermore, and I'm just fascinated by it because I want to know what is going on.
Yeah. They're always the best paintings.
It tells a story.
Intrigue.
And I guess because of the title, it's...
Nevermore.
And she's very beautiful and curvy. Mm. And I'm just wondering whether... I don't know. It looks like she's made a decision or something's been taken away from her. But who are the two people? What are they saying? What have they done? Mm. What's about to happen to her? So that... and I love all that sort of... Is it modern stuff, like Kandinsky stuff, where he does uses lovely colours a bit like these, actually, and does funny shapes and things that look like creatures. But I love an art exhibition. I go to the Royal Academy quite a lot.
Oh, do you? Yeah. And, I try to go. I've got a card.
Have you? Yeah. I do love it there. And they have incredible exhibitions, don't they?
So I just applied to the summer exhibition and got rejected.
Oh, no.
Never got
in. I'm just thinking, that's annoying. Who do we know?
I know.
God, that would be exciting, wouldn't it?
I know.
Do you apply every year?
Yeah, never got in.
Oh, I can't bear it and I'm going to start crying.
Wait till they see my B.
Guys,
I'll confirm
these should go in as a pair.
AB, what does it mean?
What does it all mean?
Just our names.
It's just our names, mate. Yeah. What I love about painting with... I won't give it away, but these kind of colours is the paint water. I used to have an obsession every day I would take a picture of my paint water. And it actually made quite a fun little thing. So, because when it was an interesting colour, I'd take a picture of it.
Yeah, I've also just looked at your paint water and it's the opposite of mine.
Which I'm excited about. Good.
Yeah, really good.
A little bit of variety never went amiss.
I think I've used just one brush. Have you been using sort of varied...
I'm not going to continue.
Oh, my God.
I've been using...
So if you could own any artwork in the world, would you choose that? Was it Gauguin?
Yeah. I probably... That's a good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, that's not a bad shout. I would. I wonder how much it's worth. I wonder who owns it.
Is it in a museum?
That's a good question. You could probably find out. I've actually seen it live in the flesh. It was at the Courtaulder Institute, I think, at some point. I could be making that up.
Shall I look it up?
Google it. If only we had a small machine in our pockets that could tell us the answer to everything that we can think of.
1897 oil on canvas. The Courtauld.
The Courtauld. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, I do know.
It's very sort of moody.
Isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? And the colours, it's just sort of slightly sludgy. And
love how the people aren't...
They've got their backs to you.
Well, they're sort of in shadow. Yeah. And the light falls on the pillow that her head is resting on rather than on the figures.
Yeah.
He painted it in Tahiti.
Yes.
Very nice indeed. So did you take your son to, I guess he's a sort of nearly an adult now, isn't he?
Yes.
Did you take him to exhibitions
when he was a young boy? Yeah. I mean, I used to take him to sort of museums and things.
Mm.
Science museum and...
Is he a creative soul?
He is, actually.
Does he want to be?
He's quite poetic.
Oh.
He wants to be a film director.
Oh, great.
And he's really into film, which is great because I get to tell him all my favourite things and I get to watch him watching things that I've always loved.
The other day,
I sat him in front of With Nell and I know it's a cliche, but obviously I think I first watched that film in 1989 or 1990 or something.
Wow.
Just after, I think, when did it come out? 87 or something.
Was that quite emotional then? Seeing
and also it's quite a weird one to show a 16-year-old. He's not necessarily going to get it. And he got it. And I was so chuffed. And then, of course, I'm going to make him watch it again and again. And then
until he hates it.
Again, until he can quote the whole thing back to me. Then he's ready for the pub. I've done my work. Here is done at that point.
Painting or sculpture?
Painting.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
Tortured artist or methodical mother?
Tortured artist.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yes.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Ooh, close up.
Private view or view of privates?
Oh! Private view.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Landscape.
Acting or writing?
Oh, right, acting.
Painting or writing?
Writing.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or music?
Music.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
That's the end of the quickfire.
48 quid, please.
You survived. I've ruined my... This is always my process with art. I make it good and then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do that.
Ruin it up.
And then panic. Do you do therapy?
God, yes.
Do you think it's important?
Yes, for me it has been. I've made some significant changes in my life. I mean, I think it's very hard to make changes, proper changes. It takes a very long time, you know, if you're struggling with things. But I've done it for over 10 years, over a decade.
Oh, wow. That's very good. And do you go to the same person?
I went to the same person every week for 5 years. And now I go to a different person and I see her every 2 weeks. But it's just really lovely and comforting. And
how did you... Why did you decide to leave?
Because my life was a
person.
Oh. I was having a breakdown. He was a psychodynamic psychotherapist, and it was
What does that mean?
It means that you have to go every week, pretty much at the same time. You commit to people do it usually for a couple of years. I did mine for 5, and then you sort of know when you're going to finish it, so you tail off, and that can take about a year.
Okay, so it wasn't a case of like choosing a different therapist.
No, so it's very much part of the deal that you commit to, you find the therapist you like and then you just commit to the process and you both know when it's going to end and that can take, you both agree how long it's going to take to finish it.
And how do you agree how long it will take?
Because I think he can gauge how much of a mess you're in and sometimes, you know, you have to fall apart and before you get put back together again and so he sort of gauges it and says, right, are you ready? I think probably if you can oh, we can go down to 2 weeks in 6 months' time, and then after that finish or whatever. So you kind of know exactly what's happening.
It's quite nice having an end point.
I think it's important in that, apparently. But the lovely woman I see now is more of a sort of, she's just a lovely person to go and talk to, and she's non-judgmental and just wise, and I just find it helpful.
Great.
And she gives me gold stars if I do something.
That's nice. Like physical gold stars?
No, not like a child on the fridge. Morgana and I give each other gold stars when we make each other laugh, but we really have to mean it, and it has to be very funny for us to get a gold star. But it's a little reward system. I mean, what's not to like? I think all friendships should have something like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Makes you want to turn up, doesn't it, to the pub?
Have you ever got a gold star for like a response on text, or does it have to be an
No, it's live, live and direct, usually. I think. And then when you get the gold star moment, it's very exciting. And you go, no, really? Yeah, definitely. Then it gets discussed. Why the gold star? Why? Tell me why it was funny.
That's
a little insight into female friendship there. Exciting.
Well, I might introduce that with my friends.
It's really fun. And it's just a really nice positive thing.
Yeah.
As well, you know? It's not to like keep life positive, because it can be tricky sometimes, life, can't it?
Really,
to be honest,
tricky.
It can be a bit dull and tricky and repetitive and difficult to navigate.
Definitely.
And anywhere you can find a glimmer of fun, I think should be taken. And I just trying to make people laugh, I'd quite enjoy, but I particularly like trying to make Morgana Robinson laugh, because she's quite challenging, quite hard to impress.
She's a very funny being, isn't
God,
she?
God, she's funny. She's good. She's good, man.
Yeah.
I'm devoted to her. Let's just say that. Did you hear that, Morgs? If you're listening, I'm devoted to you.
Okay.
Oh no, Annie McGrath. No, I've ruined it!
No, I bet you haven't.
Oh no, I am. Like, oh, Mary.
Oh, shit. I've been looking at it for too long.
Hang on. Whoa. Just give me two. Just hold on.
I can't. I'm starting to think I've written the letter B wrong.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, my darling. I don't think it's too hard to bet. I think it's quite easy to get a B right, isn't it?
Thank you. I sort of wish I'd gone lowercase after all that.
Oh. Horse gate. We mustn't, bolted.
We mustn't regret.
No time for regrets, my friend, in a world where death is the hunter.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Just do that.
Ooh. I'm keen to use all the colours on the... Oh, no, there's one I haven't used. I can't cope. What, can we just have another little bit of an extension?
Yeah. I felt quite relaxed until...
Now.
Until now.
Until let's show each other our work. That was the panic. That was the moment.
But remember, we're not going to be judgmental.
No, because we're not those people. We're not that person.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You just wait there. You just hang on a minute.
Need a bit more white. Oh, well, it's too late for that.
I've got a bit if you want to borrow some.
Yeah, do you want some?
Do you want to dab on there?
Yeah. Oh, my God, your palette is so immaculate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does that mean I've not done it proper?
No, it does. So did you sketch it all out first and then you went on
I did, yeah, because I just didn't trust myself with the paints. Yeah. I quite like a little go on the old pencils.
Okay, ready?
No. I haven't signed it, so calm, cool your jets. Right, I think I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Should we do 1, 2, 3
yes.
And then?
Hang on.
1, 2, 3. Oh my God, that is fantastic. Yours has so much depth. I love it. It's
like
multi-layered.
It? Do you like
it? Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so,
so
good.
Happy. Yours is cute. Yours is very, it's quite brutalist.
Yeah, mine's quite dark. But B for blue.
B for blue. A for Annie.
It's so nice. Yours is so joyful and colourful.
Do you see what I mean about the graffiti element with the white
thing?
Cool. But I realised I'd never been a graffiti artist, so I didn't really know
what I was doing.
Until now.
But I really love how you've done the background. We've both sort of done a background, actually.
Yes,
but yours
we've gone
is
for
very
it.
Like muted colours in the background, quite sort of impressionist.
Well, I wanted it to pop.
Yeah, and then it really does pop.
Does it pop?
Yeah, it pops so much.
Oh my God, you're being so nice about it.
It's great. Genuinely love it.
You can have it.
Thank you.
Because it's got your initial on it, you see.
Thank you, Belinda.
You can throw it away.
No, I want to.
I might take
it.
A picture of it though, because I've got a little album of things that I do for my
studio.
We'll
take a picture with both of us with our artwork.
Yes, please.
And is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh,
your play,
my mover. I'm doing a thing. I'm not allowed to talk about at the moment. A voiceover thing for an animation.
Oh, great! That's exciting.
And my writing, obviously, but obviously that's a slow burn. So don't hold your breath, guys.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
and. Are those fake eyelashes or are these your real eyelashes?
I'm so glad you asked. They're all my own work.
They are incredible.
But I am not going to lie, they have had some help from one of the world's greatest beauty products.
What do you use?
Revitalash.
Is that the thing that
you
does
sweep
it
along your
them?
Lashes? It's it's like growth serum.
Oh, wow.
So all you ladies out there who spend money on extensions, which is very bad for your eyelashes, actually, and expensive and probably not great for the planet, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you could just pop some of the serum on. It takes a while and then boom.
And what, they just grow?
Yeah.
Will they just keep growing?
Well, I've got to stop now because they keep bashing against my glasses.
Oh, they look amazing.
But thank
though.
You for pointing them out.
Well, I've just been staring at my painting for so long, and now that I'm gazing into your eyes,
yours aren't short though, mate.
No, mine are not short, but I use Maybelline Max Factor Masterpiece. Yeah. That's what I use.
I used to use the Maybelline one, the green and pink tube.
Oh yeah,
which was amazing in the 90s. We all used it. You probably weren't born then. But now I use Rimmel.
Rimmel was the green purple and pink
one.
Wasn't it?
No, that was Maybelline.
Is that Maybelline?
But the Rimmel, I use the Rimmel purple one. It's called Winged Eyes or something. But it's, you know, it's affordable.
Great.
Is the key.
Well, so we've ended up
unlike the Revitalash, which is...
lots of mascaras.
Probably not allowed to say all that.
No, well, who knows? Maybe we'll get some sponsorship.
Out. Yes!
Finally.
At last. Make some
money out of the makeup industry.
Yes!
Belinda, it's been an absolute joy to chat to you. Thank you so much.
Annie, thank you so much for having me. I'm really honoured. It's my first ever podcast.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What an honour to start.
And may there be many more.
May there be many more, indeed.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Belinda for being glorious. You can follow her on Instagram at BelindaStewart_Wilson. I'm on Instagram, of course. I am at McGrath.Annie or at McGrath.Art for my art. Speaking of art, if you want to see mine and Belinda's paintings from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. You can also make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes, if you so wish. It's also very helpful to us if you leave a tasty, tasty 5-star review. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Steve Dunn.